This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We have Uayanda Zulu in a studio, who is an MUT student, content creator, businesswoman, and an influencer. I'm sure nje bakhona bamazi abaningi, and possibly also if she is one of your favorite influencers, do let us know. 0681608832. Hi, Uayanda. Ngiyaphila njani? Ngiyaphila. Ngicela usondele nje kwi mic ungayisabi. Lovely. Thank you. So, I think first of all, as I've described you as a content creator and an influencer, what does it mean to you to be like a digital creator, and how did it start actually?
For me, it just means to be yourself more than anything, because it needs to start from within. Because anything you do as an influencer, I feel like it should be authentic more than anything, because you're trying to be you and you're trying to attract an audience that can relate to you. So it means to be yourself to me.
How did you start getting into content creation? What inspired you to actually, you know what, I want to show the world my life. I want to show them how I live my everyday life.
To be quite honest, I just liked sharing my day-to-day life with like a lot of people. I just, more than anything, it wasn't even the thing that I thought about. I just started sharing my personal life, my personal views, what I like, what I like doing. And then, you know, social media calls that content creation.
Oh, yeah. I definitely get you. Now, you're also the founder of Goddess Fascinations. You are selling weaves. Why did you decide to want to get into entrepreneurship, and why hair?
Oh, my God. That's my baby. I love hair. Anything to do with hair. Those that know me know that I do my hair on a weekly basis, a lot. All the time.
Yeah.
When I look at my bank statements, I spend half of my money on hair, literally. So I was just like, why not start something on my own establishment, you know?
Yeah.
Because also my following on Instagram is always like asking me about
where do you get your hair done?
So I was just like, you know what? Because I can't do people's hair because I'm a student, so like I'm always busy. Maybe I could just sell hair. And
definitely.
I'm obsessed with hair. It's actually crazy.
Definitely. Listen, we are coming back. Siyabuya. And when we come back, I want us to play a little game, right? Definitely excited for that one. Hopefully you're ready. It is MET Radio Sihleli with MET's finest, Uayanda Zulu. After 8, you are tuned in to the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. And we're still on MET's finest with Uayanda Zulu. And we did say, Kutige, when we come back, we are playing a little game. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Definitely. I'm always ready.
I like that energy. So, the game is Ngizoshika Male Weave, and you're going to describe it, and what occasion would it slay in? So, what occasion would it be best worn in? Right? So, A, double drawn, full frontal. Describe it first.
Okay, a double drawn, full frontal is a 13x5x4, actually. Ooh, sorry. Ooh. And it's that way. To a wig, there are two parts.
Okay.
There's the closure and there's the bundles.
Okay.
So the full frontal parts, they're referring to the closure of the wig.
Okay.
The one that you stick.
Okay.
Yeah, throughout
okay.
your whole hair.
Okay. Yeah.
And then a double drone is a type of hair that's, oh my God, I don't know how to explain this, but it moves differently.
Okay. I am taking that description. So which occasion? Would it best fit? Yeah.
Dinners, lunch dates. Yeah.
Romantic dinners.
Yes, romantic dinners, friendship dinners as well.
Okay.
But
and lunch
you
dates.
It's expensive here, so you need to go to expensive places, see expensive people, do expensive things in general. So yeah,
definitely hear you. And then Red Ruby Water Curls.
Oh my god, actually that's like my favorite type of hair.
Okay,
because oh my god, I feel like I'm that girl. I feel like I can conquer the world, you know, actually what? Yeah, but the type of occasion, it's like a day-to-day wig that you can wear.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's easy to maintain. Also you can even swim with the wig, because nice. Curls don't get damaged in water like straight hair.
Yeah.
So with straight hair, it's easier for it to like look very turkey shrink when it's in water. But with curls, they look more defined in water, because also how you maintain the curls, you use water and conditioner.
Oh.
So it's very friendly to water.
So vacations as well, because yes. More vacations than you take.
Yeah, well, okay.
Okay. And then last one is HD frontal.
HD frontal is like more of a transparent lace.
Okay.
It's the type of lace that, you know how girls on social media, they like wear the lace.
Oh yeah.
So it's that lace that gives off a very like natural look.
Oh.
So you can't really see that.
Can't really see that's a weave there. Yes. Okay. Okay. Hence HD. Okay. Label. High definition.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think I'm going to apply to be your salesman after this. Anyway, you have a YouTube channel as well, where you upload your vlogs. What is vlogging? If you can just highlight a bit.
So vlogging for me is like documenting your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's like a movie. Because whenever you vlog, also your camera should always be on landscape. That's something that I learned from this other girl that's also like a YouTuber.
A YouTuber.
She was just like, I had to stop vlogging her
portrait.
Yeah, because it doesn't look nice on the TV. You know, your TV is landscape.
Yeah.
So you have to vlog on landscape.
Hey.
So it looks like a movie vibe. So, yeah.
Go on, I'm a vlog. It says, Obugagma flat screens, my friends.
Yeah.
Hey, who would have thought? Who would have thought? Anyway, how do you manage to balance between your school work, running your business, and building your profile, you know, as a digital creator?
Okay, so I have a manager for like social media, YouTube. She advises me, and also she's in charge of like speaking to brands for me on my behalf, because I'm always not like available. Besides my social life and my school life, I also have like a personal life.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So I can't keep balance of everything. So I have a manager that manages my social medias.
You need someone who helps you, actually.
Yeah.
Lovely. I love that. We're going to come back again with just three more questions. It's a nice time. I'm having a good time. Are you having a good time?
I am. Oh my God.
Lovely. We're coming back. It is the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. Just 6 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock on MET Radio, shaping on the future. And we still have Ayanda Zulu. Now, Ayanda, when we spoke of balancing, you know, all of which you do, you spoke about having a manager for your social media and all of those. And they also speak to brands for you. Now, it leads us to the next question, which is, how do you monetize? How do you make money as an influencer? You know, how do you monetize your following and engagement? You know, what has worked for you as you've done this over some time?
Personally, it's working with brands, because reaching a very high following base on Instagram is quite hard, because you need to be consistent. You need to post all the time, and I can't post all the time because I have school.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I need to also like prioritize school, because I can't just be a girl. I need to be an educated young lady, you know.
Yeah.
It's very important, because the social media life can only sustain you to so much personally.
Yeah.
Because after some time, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it forever. I can't be 35 and still be a vlogger. You know, I need to.
What's wrong with that?
No, personally, I want
what's wrong with
something
that?
Different for myself. I'm not judging anyone that does that, but I have bigger aspirations.
Speaking of bigger aspirations, actually, what motivates you like to do and succeed in so many different areas? you also want to succeed in academia, you know, you have bigger aspirations as well. What like makes you want to, you know, what motivates you to want to actually succeed in such many areas?
Our economy.
Oh, I love that.
It's so bad. Oh my God.
Facts.
I'm an accounting Facts. Student. And plus, yeah, Tandy Mali.
Come on now. Come on. She's spitting right now. Yo, you're so spitting. Mm. Wow. Definitely. I hear you. So, yeah, Tandy Mali. That's why you're an accountant.
Yes. Definitely. That's why I even pursued this career, because also if you're an accountant, you can always have your own clients. Even if you work for an accounting firm, you can always make your money on the side. You're not really dependent on that specific company to have money.
I like it. Now, lastly, where do we find you on all social media platforms? And also YouTube. I know that you're even vlogging right now. So where do we find, where can we see this vlog, Yanam Sanj?
On YouTube, I'm Ayanda Ntabiseng Zulu.
Okay.
Yes. And then on Instagram, I'm Ayanda Ntabi _ Zulu, as well as on TikTok.
Ayanda, it has been lovely being with you here on MET Radio. Thank you so much for coming through, and all the best moving forward. Definitely good luck also in the accounting field. Might probably be one of your clients, Maso Raiti, also Toli Lee Pepper, you know, Sishai Mali. But anyway, thank you so much for coming through, man.
Thank you as well for having me. It was great.
This is an MET Radio podcast.